This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. A little-known part of last year's Medicare prescription drug legislation set up a demonstration project. Among other things, the project helps pay for home use of drugs that traditionally have been administered at a doctor's office. These are very expensive drugs, and Medicare is looking for ways to ease the burden on patients. As NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, Medicare recipients are wary of the new program.
The program provides money toward the purchase of medications for rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, some types of cancer, and certain other conditions. The medications can run $10,000 or $20,000 or more a year. Sign up for the new program began in July. Mark McClellan, head of Medicare, says it's a good deal.
The bottom line is that it amounts to thousands of dollars in help right now with some very costly but potentially life-saving drugs.
About 500,000 Medicare recipients are eligible, but the law provides money for only 50,000. So Medicare planned a lottery. Only 11,000 people have signed up. Counselors to Medicare recipients say the low sign-up shows there are fundamental problems with the program. Bob Hayes is head of the Medicare Rights Center. He says the 4-page application, 16 pages for those applying for financial assistance, can be daunting.
And they're particularly difficult to manage for older people and people with disabilities, and then add on some kind of major chronic illness, such as cancer, such as multiple sclerosis.
Medicare recipients accepted into the project pay a $250 annual deductible and then 25% of the cost of the drug till they've paid a total of $3,600. Individuals with incomes under $14,000 or couples with incomes under $19,000 qualify for various levels of assistance. Hayes says many Medicare recipients can do better continuing to get the drugs in the doctor's office instead of at home. In the doctor's office, there's only a 20% copayment. Or they may want to stick with assistance programs run by state governments, drug companies, or charitable organizations.
There are many, many financial questions that determine whether or not someone benefits from it or not. So it's almost impossible, even for a professional counselor, to be able to make a solid recommendation to a person as to whether they should pursue this particular option to get help paying for their drugs or do something else.
65-year-old Fran Delaney is trying to figure that out. He's a retired letter carrier with a type of cancer called multiple myeloma. Delaney already gets 50% of his drugs paid for by his retirement plan. He's applied and waiting to see what he'll get from Medicare.
I'll have to decide then and see if it would benefit me, or it might have to go with what I have right now. You know, I don't know if the plan would benefit me or not.
48-year-old Tom Norris is on Medicare because he has a disabling case of multiple sclerosis. He decided not to sign on because he already gets assistance from the National Organization for Rare Diseases.
But I must say at this point, it's scary seas, and I feel more comfortable this way.
Monica Johnson figures the demonstration project is the best way to pay for her rheumatoid arthritis drug, Enbrel. She overnighted her application in. Now she's got a payment schedule from Medicare.
There's a $3,600 out-of-pocket max, and for January 2005, my amount would be about $482.26.
It will go down a little in February to $375, then up again, then down again.
After that, June through December of 2005, the dollar amount that the medication would cost would be $58.95 to fill it through their home delivery pharmacy.
Her only other option is to get a different, more expensive drug at her doctor's office. That actually would be a better deal for her financially, since Medicare would pay 80% and her own insurance would pay the rest. Johnson found out about the program because she's active with the Arthritis Foundation, but a lot of people don't know about it. Medicare's McClellan says he's working to change that.
Some of the ideas that we're pursuing right now include working with patient advocacy groups, including disease advocacy groups for rare disorders and for some of these other conditions.
And they're working with cancer doctors and pharmacists, among others. But the Medicare Rights Center's Bob Hayes says that won't help with the fundamental problem, the complexity of the program.
Even though in Washington there are times that people of good faith think something makes sense, and it does sound like it makes sense to extend coverage into a person's home and out of the doctor's office for these medications, it just doesn't work to think that people will swiftly be able to make a complicated calculation, is it good for me or not, and then move into the program.
Medicare had at one point set a deadline of September 30th for applications. Officials are now holding the program open until 50,000 people have signed on. Joanne Solberner, NPR News, Washington.